Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Monday. Happy first day of June. I'm Sarith Hawk. For years, a small valley city misspent millions of dollars collected from a Merced County sales tax. Now the city will have to pay that money back.
Residents are pretty upset and concerned that they will end up paying more for a mistake they didn't make.
So what will happen next in the city of Dos Palos? We'll speak with a Merced Focus editor to get the full picture. That conversation in just a moment.
Public radio is now 100% community supported. Federal funding is gone and isn't likely to come back. That means you have the opportunity to help keep KVPR's trusted and informative coverage on the air. Do your part today and become a new monthly member. We're all in this together. Join the movement and help sustain public radio's service. Donate at kvpr.org.
And now to our feature story. A small Merced County city is facing a big financial emergency. Dos Palos, about 30 miles south of the city of Merced, is home to just under 6,000 residents. A recently revealed audit shows that Dos Palos had been misusing funds from a county transportation tax meant to fix roads. Now, city officials are trying to make up for more than $2 million in lost revenue. Adding to the pressure are outdated water and sewer rates that were subsidized by the misspent funds. But how will the city raise utility rates and repay funds at the same time? Both issues have converged into a fiscal crisis that has residents wondering what they're on the hook for. I spoke with Brianna Vicari, editor with the Merced Focus, about how these revelations all came to light and what the city plans to do to fix it.
So Measure V was passed in 2016. It is a half-cent sales tax. Its span is 30 years, and it's estimated to generate over $450 million in funding for countywide transportation, maintenance, and improvements. And each of Merced County's six incorporated cities, along with Merced County, receive Measure V tax money.
Yeah, so you and your colleague Victor Patton recently released a report alleging that the city of Dos Palos has been misusing these Measure V funds. How did that mix-up happen in the first place, and what triggered an audit?
Yes, so any Measure V money that cities receive is supposed to go into a separate interest-bearing account. That wasn't happening in Dos Palos. It was being mixed in with general fund and enterprise funds for the city's water, sewer, and trash services. And so the audit that identified this accounting issue was a mandated annual audit for Measure V funding for the 2024-25 fiscal year. That audit pointed out that Dos Palos wasn't keeping its local project money separate from Measure V money.
So, Brianna, you mentioned that this issue was first identified last year. Why did it take so long for all of this to come to light?
This was identified after a mandated audit last year, and since then, officials have just been untangling how this happened. They had to identify what the issue was, figure out how it was happening, establish what is the baseline here in Dos Palos, and figure out what the facts were before they could really disclose it to the public.
Okay, so just how long has this been actually going on in Dos Palos? Does this misspending cover all of the Measure V tax dollars that Dos Palos has ever received?
So since Dos Palos never set Measure V money aside in a separate account, this has been happening since Dos Palos first started receiving the tax money around 2017. And this is specifically for the local project money that Dos Palos receives. There's also regional project money from Measure V, and Dos Palos has benefited from some of that regional project money.
Got it. So in your report, you talk about how the city was using an outdated accounting technique, and that is at the center of all of this. It's called interfund borrowing. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. So because the city wasn't putting the Measure V tax funding in a separate account, the Enterprise Fund for Water, Sewer, and Trash Services was essentially borrowing from Measure V money. And when interfund borrowing happens, that money is supposed to be paid back. And it is legal under California law, but it's not allowed under the Measure V requirements.
From your latest follow-up report, city officials are already taking action on this. How exactly is the city going to resolve the issue, and will any of this financial burden fall on taxpayers in Dos Palos?
So the reason Measure V funding ended up being used for water, sewer, and trash services is because those services were already facing a deficit. The city wasn't charging enough for those services. So Dos Palos will likely have to raise rates on those services again. That's a long process under California law. It's called Proposition 218, which requires city officials to do a rate study and collect feedback from residents.
So do we know if this will affect any immediate projects that the money was supposed to fund?
So there's a few different ways Measure V funds projects, through regional projects and local projects. And like I said before, Dos Palos has already benefited from some Measure V money that was allocated for regional projects on the west side of Merced County. But now Dos Palos has to wait until it replaces the $2.2 million until officials can start planning for local road projects.
Yeah, and I think it's an important thing to note, you know, in all of this is Dos Palos residents. How are they responding?
So at the first city council meeting where this issue was addressed, residents packed the council chambers. It was standing room only, and dozens of people spilled out and were waiting outside. And residents are pretty upset and concerned that they will end up paying more for a mistake they didn't make. And because there's a few issues that need to be addressed at once, they'll likely have to pay higher rates for water, sewer, and trash. And that could put a really big financial strain on many residents. The town's only around 5,000 people, and many of those people are living on fixed incomes that are well below the poverty rate.
So that leads me to ask, what's next? Does it look like Dos Palos will take a while to get back on track?
Yes. The city has to go through the Prop 218 process to raise water, sewer, and trash rates to an adequate level. That will take anywhere from 6 months to a year. And that's only one issue. Additionally, the city has to come up with the $2.2 million that it misspent. To do this, city officials are looking at selling off unused city land. And additionally, the mayor says the city just has to change the way it does business. It needs to cut down on operational costs, either by combining some city positions or paying some top officials less.
So how will Measure V be dispersed to Dos Palos now moving forward?
So the agency that oversees Measure V money is called the Merced County Association of Governments, MCAG. And moving forward, MCAG will withhold the disbursement of Measure V money for Dos Palos until the city can replace that $2.2 million. So the city won't be able to do any local Measure V projects until it comes up with that money, and then it will start receiving money again. And now Dos Palos has created a separate interest-bearing account for Measure V money. So once it replaces the $2.2 million, it will start putting its new Measure V disbursements into that separate account.
Wow, yeah. Still a lot to sort through. Brianna Vaccari, editor with the Merced Focus, thanks so much for breaking down your reporting for us.
Thanks, Sarith.
And that's today's show. Have feedback on a recent Central Valley Daily episode? Maybe an idea for a future episode? Don't be afraid to reach out. Email podcast@kvpr.org. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious. because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.